Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
You've been a huge admirer of Bear Grylls for a long time, Boris. So I asked everyone this question about when they get the call, how did they react? Lawrence said he didn't hesitate at all. So I'm assuming you were the same going, yeah, I'll do this.
Well, I'm a big fan of Bear Grylls for a number of reasons. And I know he's a big tennis fan. I've seen him in the Royal Box at Wimbledon. And we chit-chatted. I've seen his interview with Barack Obama in Hawaii. And then with Roger Federer in the Swiss Alps climbing. So I want to be part of the group. I think it's a very nice company. And so I didn't hesitate, but on the other hand, I wanted to see what I get myself involved with. You know, we're talking jungle, we're talking Costa Rica. It's literally out in the wild. It's not my comfort zone, to be quite honest. So I just wanted to have a few more information, but the name Bear Grylls kicked it off.
And Boris, like, obviously being the, you know, athlete that you are and that you've had that past, you faced many physical challenges. But with this experience, what was the thing for you that you were most like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this, or you overcame something, or you surprised yourself the most?
Well, I don't have it in my vocabulary. I don't think I can do this, unfortunately. I feel like I can do most challenges. But then obviously these type of challenges in the jungle are different than they are on the tennis court, you know. So I wanted to be in good shape. You know, I am 57. So I did a lot of you know, physical training leading up to that. I wanted to be in great shape. And I just wanted to experience myself. What am I made of? You know, how much can I still take?
I understand that. But like jumping off of boats and off of cliffs and things like that, that does require a certain stamina.
That's right. And it's a mental challenge. You know, sometimes it's mentally or it's your mind that's holding you back from achieving greatness. And so I like to think that my mind is still pretty strong. So I wasn't worried about that. I was more worried about physically, can I do all the things that they asked me to do?
And then, Boris, because it was such a wide collection of people, I'm sure you knew, you know, a good few beforehand or whatever, but how much was that important when you got in there and you're in the environment that you kind of help each other along? And maybe you were able to impart some of your, you know, the mental strength that you've had from the tennis court to people before challenges and just during the whole experience?
Well, frankly speaking, I mean, I've met Danny Cipriani, you know, before briefly. I met Shirley Ballas. I met Mel B, but it's meeting them at an event for 10-minute chit-chat and then spending 2 or 3 weeks in a close environment is different. So honestly speaking, I didn't know anybody well. And that was probably the biggest challenge to get along, you know, sleeping in one large bedroom with ultimately a bunch of strangers, just spending day and night with them. What do we talk about? Is there anything to talk about? Is there any comparisons, you know, with each other's lives? But very quickly, I think people opened up, people wanted to tell their own life story a little bit. And then, you know, I was telling my life story. So you start to trust more, you start to tell more each other. And I think that was, for me, the magic of the show.
Did anybody snore?
Yes.
That would be my big challenge.
I'm not going to mention any names. Just watch the episodes. You're going to listen carefully who was snoring, and it wasn't me.
That would be my biggest challenge. Before I let you go, tell me, what was the biggest thing that you took away from it, maybe even for yourself, kind of going, maybe learning something about yourself or just a way of looking at things now? What was your kind of big takeaway?
Well, it's all about being in your comfort zone or not. So I learned to be comfortable being uncomfortable. That's something I always strive to be. And in our daily lives, we get lazy a little bit and we get too comfortable. So sometimes I want to push myself into being uncomfortable.
I do think one of the big takeaways from this whole show for a lot of people will be to push yourself out of the comfort zone. We were talking about it with Bear as well, is that we're so domesticated and we're so based on technology now, and we're not as mobile as we used to be. And even our children don't make forts and play in the wild the way that we did as kids. So it's a nice reminder, actually, even if you want viewers to take that away from the experience of watching it as well.
I mean, very, very much so. I mean, I'm a, you know, a father of children as well. And I always tell them, don't hang too much on your phone. Find out in the real world how life is. You know, don't be too domesticated. Just go out there and give it a go. And that's exactly what we did.
And build a fort.
And build a fort. Exactly. Exactly.
Boris, thank you so much for your time.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Take care. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.